just these seeds are sown. Please keep them safe below till the rains come tumbling down. Pulling weeds, picking stones, we are made of dreams and bones. Need a spot to call my own, for the time is close at hand. Grain for grain, sun and rain, find my way in nature's chain. Tune my body and my brain to the music of the land.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. Gonna mulch it deep and low, gonna make it fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, please bless these seeds I sow. Please keep them safe below till the rains come tumbling down.
Plant your rows short or long, season with a cheerful song. Mother Earth will make you strong if you give her loving care.
Old crow watching from a tree, got his hungry eye on me.
In my garden I'm as free as that feathered thief up there.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. Gonna mulch it deep and low, gonna make it fertile ground.
Inch by inch, row by row,
please bless these seeds I sow.
Please keep them safe below till the rain come tumbling down.
Welcome to The Storytellers. We share stories and music from around the world and from many cultures. I'm Natalie Harris. The Storytellers cannot be made possible without the generous contributions of KZFR members and by CORE, Community Options for Resources and Education, a personalized learning California charter school accredited by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges. CORE offers a unique blended classroom and non-classroom public education model based on the needs and interests of each individual student. Information is available on the web at coretca.org or by calling 894-3952. Before we start this show, I just wanted to give a huge shout out to the kids from Wildflower Sherwood Montessori in Little Chico Creek for coming on to Ecotopia and singing, and singing their beautiful song at the end. It was wonderful and really well done. And Ecotopia, they were doing a theme on endangered species, which kind of has to do with what I'm doing. I'm doing an earth and nature theme today. The song you just heard was Garden Song by Pete Seegers. And so I'm going to do an earth and nature theme today because a few days ago it was Earth Day. Even though every day is Earth Day, we have one day to celebrate it. So one of my favorite books, and that can be read multiple times and should definitely be heard throughout your lifetime, is The Lorax by Dr. Seuss. At the far end of town where the gurgle grass grows, and the wind smells slow and sour when it blows, and no birds ever sing excepting old crows, is the street of the lifted Lorax. And deep in the gurgle grass, some people say, if you look deep enough, you can still see today, where the Lorax once stood just as long as it could before somebody lifted the Lorax away. What was the Lorax, and why was it there? And why was it lifted and taken somewhere? From the far end of town where the gurgle grass grows, the old onceler still lives there. Ask him. He knows. You won't see the onceler. Don't knock at his door. He stays in his lurkum on top of his store. He lurks in the lurkum cold under the roof, where he makes his own clothes out of myth-muffled moof. And on special dank midnights in August, he peeks out of the shutters, and sometimes he speaks. and tells how the Lorax was lifted away. He'd tell you, perhaps, if you're willing to pay. On the end of a rope, he lets down a tin pail, and you have to toss in 15 cents and a nail, and the shell of a great-great-great-grandfather snail. Then he pulls at the pail and makes the most careful count to see if you've paid him the proper amount. Then he hides what you paid him away in his snubby, his secret strange hole in his groveless glove. Then he grunts, I will call you by whisper-ma-phone, for the secrets I tell are for your ears alone. Sloop! Down sloops the whisper-ma-phone to your ear, and the old onesler's whispers are not very clear. Since they have to count down through a sniggerly hose, and he sounds as if he had smallish bees up his nose. Now I'll tell you, he says, with his teeth sounding gray, how the Lorax got lifted and taken away. It all started way back, such a long, long time back. Way back in the days when the grass was still green, and the pond was still wet, and the clouds were still clean, and the song of the swoon swan sang out in space. One morning I came to this glorious place, and I first saw the trees, the truffula trees, the bright colored tufts of the truffula trees, mile after mile in the fresh morning breeze. And under the trees I saw brown barbalutes frisking about in their barbarous suits, as they played in the shade and ate truffula fruits. From the rippleless pond came the comfortable sound of the humming fish humming while splashing around. But those trees, those truffula trees, all my life I've been searching for trees such as these. The touch of their tufts was much softer than silk, and they had the sweet smell of fresh butterfly milk. I felt a great leaping of joy in my heart. I knew just what I'd do. I unloaded my cart. In no time at all I had built a small shop. Then I chopped down a truffula tree with one chop. And with great skillful skill and with great speedy speed, I took the soft tuft and I knitted a thneed. The instant I finished, I heard a gazump. I looked. I saw something pop out of the stump of the tree I chopped down. It was sort of a man. Describe him? That's hard. I don't know if I can. He was shortish and oldish and brownish and mossy, and he spoke with a voice that was sharpest and bossy. Mister, he said with a sawdusty sneeze, I am the Lorax. I speak for the trees. I speak for the trees, for the trees have no tongues, and I'm asking you, sir, at the top of my lungs. He was very upset as he shouted and puffed, what's that thing you've made out of my truffula tufts? Look, Lorax, I said, there's no cause for alarm. I just chopped just one tree. I'm doing no harm. I mean, quite useful. This thing is a thneed. A thneed finds something that all people need. It's a shirt, it's a sock, it's a glove, it's a hat, but it has other uses, yes, far beyond that. You can use it for carpets, for pillows, for sheets, or curtains or covers for bicycle seats. The Lorax said, sir, you're crazy with greed. There is no one on earth who would buy that fool thneed. But the very next minute, I proved he was wrong, for just at the minute, a chap came along, and he thought that the thneed I knitted was great, and he happily bought it for $3.98. I laughed at the Lorax, you poor stupid guy, you never can tell what some people will buy. I repeat, cried the Lorax, I speak for the trees. I'm busy, I told him, shut up if you please. I rushed across the room, and in no time at all, I built a radiophone. I put in a quick call. I called on my brothers and uncles and aunts, and I said, listen here, here's a wonderful chance for the whole Onceler family to get mighty rich. Get over here fast, take the road to North Niche, turn left to Weehawken, sharp right at South Stitch. And in no time at all, in the factory I built, the whole Onceler family was working full tilt. We were all knitting thneeds just as busy as bees, to the sound of the chopping of truffula trees. Then, oh, baby, oh, how my business did grow, how chopping one tree at a time is too slow. So I quickly invented my Super Axe Hacker, which hacked off four truffula trees at once smacker. We were making thneeds four times as fast before, and that Lorax, he didn't show up anymore. But the next week he knocked on my new office door. He snapped, I'm the Lorax who speaks for the trees, which you seem to be chopping as fast as you please, but I'm also in charge of the brown barbalutes, who played in the shade in their barbaloo suits and happily lived eating truffula fruits. Now, thanks to your hacking my trees to the ground, there's not enough truffula fruit to go round, and my poor barbalutes are all getting the crummies because they have gas and no food in their tummies. They love living here, but I can't let them stay. They'll have to find food, and I hope that they may. Good luck, boys, he cried, and he sent them away. I, the Onceler, felt sad as I watched them all go. But business must business, and business must grow, regardless of crummies and tummies, you know. I meant no harm, I most truly did not, but I had to grow bigger, so bigger I got. I biggered my factory, I biggered my roads, I biggered my wagons, I biggered the loads of the thneeds I shipped out. I was shipping them forth, to the south, to the east, to the west, to the north. I went right on biggering, selling more needs, and I biggered my money, which everyone needs. Then again he came back, I was fixing some pipes, when the old nuisance Lorax came back with more gripes. I am the Lorax, he coughed and he whiffed, he sneezed and he snuffled, he snuggled, he sniffed. Once there, he cried with a cruffled croak, once there you're making a smoggle of smoke. My poor swim swans, why they can't sing a note, no one can sing who has smog in their throat. And so, said the Lorax, please pardon my cough, they cannot live here, so I'm sending them off. Where will they go? I don't hopefully know. They may have to fly for a month or a year to escape from the smog you've smuggled up here. What's more, snapped the Lorax, his dander was up. Let me say a few words about gloppity-glup. Your machinery chugs on day and night without stop, making gloppity-glup also sloppity-slop. And what do you do with this leftover goo? I'll show you, you dirty old once-the-man, you. You're glumping the pond where the humming fish hummed. No more can they hum, for their gills are all gummed. So I'm sending them off, when their future is weary. They'll walk on their fins, get woefully weary, in search of some water that isn't so smeary. And then I got mad. I got terribly mad. I yelled at the Lorax, now listen here, Dad. All you do is yap yap and say bad, 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 bad. Well, I have my rights, sir, and I'm telling you. I intend to go on doing just what I do. And for your information, you Lorax, I'm figuring on biggering and biggering and biggering and biggering, turning more truffle to trees into thneeds, which everyone, everyone, everyone needs. And at that very moment, we heard a loud whack. From outside in the fields came a sickening smack of an axe on a tree. Then we heard the tree fall. The very last truffle, a tree of them all. No more trees, no more needs, no more work to be done. So in no time, my uncles and aunts, every one, all waved me goodbye. They jumped into my cars and drove away under the smoke-smuggled cars, stars. Now all that was left neath the bad-smelling sky was my big empty factory, the Lorax and I. The Lorax said nothing, just gave me a glance, just gave me a very sad, sad backward glance, as he lifted himself by the seat of his pants, and I'll never forget the grim look on his face when he hoisted himself and took leave of this place, through a hole in the smog without leaving a trace. And all that the Lorax left here in this mess was a small pile of rocks with the one word, unless. Whatever that meant, well, I just couldn't guess. That was long, long ago. But each day since that day, I've sat here and worried away. Through the years, while my buildings have fallen apart, I've worried about it with all of my heart. But now, says the Wenster, now that you're here, the word of the Lorax seems perfectly clear. Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not. So, catch, calls the Wenster. He lets something fall. It's a truffula seed. It's the last one of all. You're in charge of the last of the truffula seeds, and truffula trees are what everyone needs. Plant a new truffula, treat it with care, give it clean water and feed it fresh air. Grow forests, protect it from axes that hack. Then the Lorax and all of his friends may come back. The end. That story is definitely one of my all-time favorites, and it's a must to read when you're doing an Earth and Nature theme. My sixth grade teacher, Mr. Pembroke, loved the story very much. He loved the outdoors, and we spent a lot of time outdoors on different field trips, and he even had a stuffed animal, the Lorax. And during sixth grade, he read us the Lorax, and so that one goes out to him. The Lorax was also made into a movie in 2012, and here is the song from the movie, Let It Grow.
You don't know me, but my name's Cy. I'm just the O'Hare delivery guy. But it seems like trees might be worth a try. So I say, let it grow.
My name is Dan.
And my name's Rose.
Our son Wesley kinda glows. And that's not good, so we suppose we should let it grow.
To see a tree, la 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 lee.
I live here in Thneedville too. The things you say just might be true. It could be time to start anew and maybe change my point of view. Nah, I say let it die. Let it die, let it die. Let it shrivel up and... Come on, who's with me, huh?
Nobody.
You greedy dirtbag!
Let it die!
Welcome back to The Storytellers. I'm Natalie Harris. So we are doing an Earth and Nature theme today because, well, every day we should celebrate the Earth, but Earth Day was just a few days ago, so I wanted to show my appreciation for this wonderful place called Earth. So that song was Let It Grow from the movie of The Lorax by Dr. Seuss. So trees, I think, are very nice. What about you? Do you have lots of fond memories with trees or in trees? Here is A Tree Is Nice by Janice May Udry. Trees are very nice. They fill up the sky. They go beside the rivers and down the valleys. They live up on the hills. Trees make the woods. They make everything beautiful. Even if you have just one tree, it is nice too. A tree is nice because it has leaves. The leaves whisper in the breeze all summer long. In the fall, the leaves come down and we play in them. We walk in the leaves and roll in the leaves. We build playhouses out of the leaves. Then we pile them up with our rakes and have a bonfire. A tree is nice because it has a trunk and limbs. We can climb the tree and see over all the yards. We can sit on a limb and think about things or play pirate ship up in a tree. If it is an apple tree, we can climb it to pick the apples. Cats get away from dogs by growing up the tree. Birds build nests in trees and live there. Sticks come off the trees, too. We draw in the sand with the sticks. A tree is nice to have a swing in, or a basket of flowers. It is a good place to lean your hoe while you rest. A tree is nice because it makes shade. The cows lie down in the shade when it is hot. People have picnics there, too, and the baby takes his nap in his buggy in the shade. A tree is nice for a house to be near. The tree shades the house and keeps it cool. The tree holds off the wind and keeps the wind from blowing the roof off the house sometimes. A tree is nice to plant. You dig the biggest hole you can and put the little tree in. Then you pour in lots of water and then the dirt. You hang the shovel back in the garage. Every day for years and years, you watch the little tree grow. You say to people, "I planted that tree." They wish they had one, so they go home and plant a tree too. Isn't that a very sweet story? It definitely makes me want to go plant a tree. I love trees. They provide me so much shade, especially when it's so hot outside. I have a track meet tomorrow, and so I'm definitely going to be looking for the shade once I'm done running my race. And trees, I love to take pictures of them. It's so beautiful when the sun's setting or when the sun's rising, and you can just take that beautiful picture with the sun coming through the leaves of the trees. There are so many places to explore in the world. There's trees to climb, there's places to go, jungles to explore, animals to find, beaches to beaches to build sandcastles on, oceans to swim in. There's so many things we can do in this wonderful world. And sometimes that adventure comes from just playing in our own backyard. Here is Me, Jane by Patrick McDonald. Jane had a stuffed toy chimpanzee named Jubilee. She cherished Jubilee and took him everywhere she went. And Jane loved to be outside. She watched birds making their nests, spiders spinning their webs, and squirrels chasing one another up and down trees. Jane learned all that she could about the animals and plants she studied in her backyard and read about in books. One day, curious Jane wondered where eggs came from, so she and Jubilee snuck into Grandma Nut's chicken coop, hid behind some straw, stayed very still, and observed the miracle. It was a magical world full of joy and wonder, and Jane felt very much a part of it. Jane often climbed her favorite tree, which she named Beech. She would lay her cheek against its trunk and seem to feel the sap flowing beneath the bark. Jane could feel her own heart beating, beating, beating. With the wind in her hair, she read and reread the books about Tarzan of the Apes, in which another girl, also named Jane, lived in the jungles of Africa. Jane dreamed of a life in Africa, too, a life living with and helping all animals. At night, Jane would tuck Jubilee in bed, say her prayers, and fall asleep. To awake one day to her dream come true. The end. So this story is about Jane Goodall. When Jane Goodall was 10 years old, she decided that she wanted to grow up and be in Africa, to live with the animals and to write about them. And her dream came true in 1950. Louis Leakley, and she began studying chimpanzees at the Gombe Steam Game Reserve in Tanzania in 1960. She observed that chimpanzees were able to make and use tools. Until this time, people thought that only humans were able to do this. She wrote about all of her discoveries and other observations in her 1986 book, The Chimpanzees of Gombe, Patterns of Behavior. Jane now travels around the world raising awareness about chimpanzees and environmental conservation. She also created the group called Roots and Shoots Program, and it's to educate young people everywhere about the world's environmental and social problems and to empower them to take action. This growing up operation is in more than 120 countries, and there are tens of thousands of members ranging in age from preschoolers to university students. You can learn more at www.rootsandshoots.org and by www.janegoodall.org. And here is a message from Jane. Each one of us makes a difference. We cannot live through a single day without making an impact on the world around us. And we have a choice as to what sort of difference we make. The life of each one of us matters in the scheme of things. And I encourage everyone, especially young people, to make the world a better place for people, animals, and the environment. Children are motivated when they can see the positive results their hard work can have. As I travel, I meet hundreds of Roots and Shoots groups. They are always eager to tell Dr. Jane what they've been doing and how they are making a difference in their communities. Whether they've done something simple, like recycling or collecting trash, or something that requires a great deal of effort, like restoring a wetland or raising money for street children or a local dog shelter. They are a continual source of inspiration for me and for other children around the world. I invite you to get involved. And on that happy note, and sadly it's almost time to say goodbye, but I really hope you enjoyed tonight's show. The storytellers cannot be made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by Floral Native Nursery and Restoration, where the wild things grow. A California native nursery committed to the use of sustainable native plants for landscaping and restoration projects. For information about native plants and drought-tolerant landscape design, visit Floral Native Nursery and Restoration at 2511 Floral Avenue or call 892-2511 online at floralnativenursery.com. I really hope you enjoyed tonight's show, and make sure to stay tuned for LA Sound's Señor Felipe. It looks like he has something really exciting planned, so I suggest that you stay tuned to see what he's got going on. I hope you enjoyed tonight's show and that you're inspired to make the world a better place. You can start any day to make the world a better place. And you don't have to do, like Jane said, a big thing. You could also do a little thing. At home, we recycle, and that's our thing that we do to take care of the environment, because we have a choice as to what we want our world to be like. You know, and we have to, in order to protect it, if we want to continue to see an eagle, or if we want to continue to see frogs or the bears or the polar bears or the penguins, we have to protect our planet. You know, maybe that requires using less energy, less electricity, less water, but we have a choice. And it's crazy, and it feels like that what we can do doesn't impact anything, but it does. Even with just picking up trash so that a bird doesn't get caught in it, that can have a huge impact. Because this is our land, this is our world, this is our time to make a difference. And my generation, we have to step it up. We have to find a way to make things right, because there are animals that are going extinct. There are places that could be in better, that could have a better life. There could be different, the water could be better in different places. But we can change that. We can change that with doing little small actions at home, or by, like what Jane Goodall does, and she travels around the world and tells people about the things that we can do to make a difference. Or we can study how animals, what their behaviors are like. Again, I hope you enjoyed tonight's show, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. This is Your Land by Woody Guthrie.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. Voice coming chanting, and the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me.